Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Outcomes for patients with metastatic breast cancer are dismal, and they haven't really improved much during the last several decades. The tendency is to administer aggressive treatment, which often includes chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. But a new study shows that surgery and radiation don't improve survival enough to justify their use. Researchers conducted a randomized controlled trial that included 350 women between 2005 and 2013. The patients all had metastatic breast cancer and had responded positively to 6 cycles of chemotherapy, after which they were randomized to 2 groups. 173 of the women underwent localized surgery and 177 women did not. The groups were matched for things like age and tumor size and hormone receptor status, degree of metastases. Women in the surgery group had partial or complete removal of their breasts and axillary lymph nodes followed by radiation therapy. Those in the other group had no surgery and no radiation. During the follow-up time, an average of 17 months, 218 women died, or 62% of all of them, 111 from the surgery group and 107 from the group that did not have surgery. Median survival group for the surgery group versus the non-surgery group, actually not statistically significant. In other words, the women who didn't have the surgery and radiation fared a tiny bit better than those who did have it, although it's important to remember that none of them fared well. You know, metastatic breast cancer is not really treatable today, and so the best thing is to get motivated to prevent it with diet and lifestyle. The author stated that some animal studies and review of human patient records show a relationship between surgical removal of tumors and the growth of secondary cancers in other parts of the body. Researchers aren't clear on the cause of the relationship, but one hypothesis is that during recovery from surgery, growth factors are produced that activate the growth of new tumors. Another is that the primary tumor, when left alone, may send out some type of signaling that inhibits the growth of metastasized cancer, and this protective effect ends when the primary tumor is removed. The authors concluded that local surgery and radiation have no effect on patients with metastasized breast cancer who respond to chemotherapy, and they couldn't identify any subgroups who would benefit. The study results were presented at a conference in December of last year. And again, my reason for sharing this is, first of all, I still contend that the cancer industry overpromises and underdelivers significantly a lot of the time with patients, and they need to be aware of it. And the second thing is the use of overtreatment, which not only doesn't prolong life, but makes people considerably more miserable during the remaining life that they do have. And these women that underwent surgery and radiation, obviously those are not fun activities, and they're not really worth going through if you're not going to get any survival advantage. So it's very important for cancer patients to be careful about decision making. I'm going to continue to emphasize this because I've been through it with so many friends who've made bad decisions and often ended up dying as a result of it. I lost a friend three years ago who made a bad decision about treatment. So anyway, that's all for now. Have a great day. And tomorrow I'll be back to you with some more information about cancer treatment I think you'll find interesting.